Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
It's late December. The Pats are division winners. They know they're postseason bound. And they ultimately got the job done on the road Sunday with a victory over the Jaguars. Style points play no role in the standings, which has to make the Pats feel good, because they certainly didn't feel good about the way they played in Jacksonville.
Played pretty terrible out there, so came down to the wire, and our defense made some plays, but that was a bad 60 minutes of football.
But those bad 60 minutes, which resulted in a 23-16 victory in Week 16, kept the Pats' hopes alive for a wild card weekend off. As we enter the final week of the regular season, the Pats are the number 3 seed in the AFC playoff picture, but they can still reach 1 or 2 based on next week's results. A Pats win over Miami, along with either a Houston loss or a Denver loss, would give them a bye week. They can be the number 1 seed if they take care of their own business at home and see the Texans and Broncos both lose.
We're going to get back to playing football because we have the Miami Dolphins coming in this week. So can't soak on the bad or sit on the good. We've got to keep moving.
After last week's loss to San Francisco and Sunday's lackluster victory over the Jaguars, there has to be some concern that the Pats are not playing their best football down the stretch. But they have one more opportunity to clean it up. Sunday's game against Miami, which is now slated to start at 4:25, and their sole focus is on putting together a better effort to wrap up the regular season.
I mean, the most important thing right now is win, to win them. But like I said, even though we won, it's a lot of things that we did today that it won't cut it. Definitely won't cut it.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.